Hi, and welcome to episode 11 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
The Pratnation.
What up, Pratt?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, so, Nick.
So how's it been, Nick?
pretty good. I don't know. School kind of blows the penis off. And yeah, so I just really want it to be done with, because we haven't been able to do one of these shows in a while.
Busy with school and work and, yeah.
Yeah. A.K.A. why I got sick. So, I'm almost over it, though. It's okay. It's
all right. Almost over it?
Well, I still got a couple things left, but it's almost done, so it's good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Of course.
So, yeah, well, we got our amazing five-second question this week. So, Nick, in your opinion, do you think Halo 3 is overrated?
I believe it is a little overrated. Okay, no, that's my straight answer. Now, let me elaborate on that, okay, Pratt?
Okay.
Okay. It's a good game, okay? But just from, like, being at school and everyone talking about it and them saying how awesome it is and, like, how it's, you know, like, the only game. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good game. I'm not going to take away from that, because I agree. It is a really good game. It's a fun game to play. I mean, to play with your friends, play online, it's sweet. I mean, I can't disagree with that one bit. But I believe that it's not that great. It's just a first-person shooter. You know, there's a bunch of them out there. And I honestly don't see what Halo brings that any other first-person shooter could bring, except for maybe the community. How about you, Pratt? What do you think?
Well, you know me. I think it's not overrated at all. I think it's, like, the best game ever. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's overrated. But,
bullshit.
But that's coming from a PlayStation fan, so it doesn't mean much.
Yeah, that's true. He's got you there.
Yeah. Hey, at least I admitted it.
Sure did, Brad. What'd it be?
So, I guess that takes care of that.
Yep.
So, So, Nick, what have you been playing this week? I'll let you go first.
Okay. It's actually been more like a month.
Cool.
I don't know if I've mentioned this since the last podcast, but... by DS. Yes, I know. Fun. I picked up myself some Mario Kart and Final Fantasy 3. You know, to play an RPG while, you know, I'm just out and around, which is kind of nice to have, you know? You don't have to have a console or something. Although, I don't know, I'm not the biggest Nintendo person. So I've been playing that a little bit. I mean, it's more of a casual thing for me to play, like, I don't know. It kind of fits into our whole theme of saying that it's a casual system, but I don't know. Obviously, I've been playing a lot of WoW. I took a while off of it, maybe like close to almost a week off, and that's pretty crazy for me. So, I don't know. I'm getting back into it now, but I don't know. I've just been kind of playing WoW and, you know, the occasional zombie mod with Pratt here. Always fun. Right, Pratt?
Yeah, zombies are quite the nice thing to have.
Zombies.
You know,
kind of scary. Can't get really scary. Just when they come running at you. And, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I picked up any new games, really. None that I can think of. No, that's been about it. Same old, except for the new DS and Mike, who I thought was going to be joining us tonight, but looks like he's AFK, so he lended me Lunar Knights and Advance Wars, which are both pretty awesome games, so I've been playing those up, and hopefully I can get that going on.
Cool. Is that it?
Yeah, that's been about it for me.
Okay, well, I got one question for you. Should we invite yes. Mike to join us for the rest of this game?
Yeah, we might as well.
Should I?
Yeah, we might.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just cut this part out. That's why I kept trying to stop it.
I didn't want to. You don't need to stop it. We can just have this whole part in here.
I know, but then it sounds dumb.
No, it doesn't sound dumb. People like listening to our garbage.
My asshole. Our whole three listeners? Yeah.
We get more than three listeners.
Okay, we got four of them.
See, we had a...
Hey, yeah, well, we got Mike on in here. Good thing Mike wasn't in here earlier.
Are we on right now?
Yeah, you're live, I guess, if you want to call
hi!
That.
Hey, Gower. Yep. Okay. Now, Gower.
Yes, yes.
Well, we're going to ask you the 5-second question. All right?
Shit.
All right? You ready for this, Gower?
I think so. All right.
Me and Pratik both said yes. I said yes, kinda. Okay? The question is, do you believe that Halo 3 is overrated?
Yes.
You agree?
I agree.
You think it's overrated? Would you care to explain?
Well...
Yeah.
Okay, it's a really fun game, but it's like... I don't know. There's so much better games out there that deserve the attention that it's getting. Don't let me down. I love Halo 3. I've been addicted to it for the past 2 days. But... A few days.
Past
2 days.
Yeah.
But... I still think it's overrated.
I agree. Okay, anywho, we were on the what have you been playing, I went. Pratt, about you? What have you been playing?
Well, recently...
Not this week, of course. It's been a month.
Yeah, recently, past few weeks, I've been playing some fun stuff, like the... I've been playing Warhawk. New headset's nice. People don't talk much in Warhawk, really. I mean, when I play it, like, people just talk when they need to. Like, there's, like, no... Like, excessive talking. Like, I only use the talking thing, like, when I pull up next to someone, like, with a car, and I'm just like, hey, get in the back, shoot. You know? Like, because, you know, the whole multiplayer aspect of it.
I need to get that microphone for the 360 so I can do that. So I pull up next to somebody and then just keep walking and I'm like honking at them. Just keep walking.
Yeah, that's what happened during.
I'm like, get the back of the damn Warthog, and they're like, just walking.
That's what happened to me during the beta when I didn't have a headset. I'm just like, okay, get in. Like, it's like trying to pick up chicks. It's hard.
It's kind of fun playing online with my little brother, which you can do from the same console, and like so him and me just like jump on a mongoose and just drive off. So, because we're right next to each other and we just talk. It's a lot easier that way. But yep. Are you what have you been playing?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I just did one game.
Yeah.
But you're commenting.
Girl.
Okay. Yeah. Another game I picked up is Heavenly Sword. And, it's actually, pretty good. I like the nice battles and stuff. Graphics are nice, too. Except for hair's always moving all the time. Still, you know, she's pretty hot. Yeah.
You gotta love that factor.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'd buy the game. I wouldn't buy it for the game, I'd buy it for the chick.
With who?
The Heavenly Sword chick.
Nariko.
Yeah, whatever.
She's so hot, dude.
Alright.
Yeah, Mike wouldn't do
her. She's got nice thighs.
Yeah, you're right, she does.
Yeah, before this gets any weirder, let me elaborate on the gameplay a little bit more. It does use the 6-axis control to move stuff. You know, like when you're shooting cannons and stuff, you can use the aftertouch feature to guide it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to, but once you get it, you know it works. It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and yeah, that's. I guess that should take care of PS3. So on PSP side, I've been playing some Loco Roco. You know, that's. It's always fun. Yeah, but I'm only in world number 2. I'm also playing through Daxter again, which was another fun game. Other stuff. Let's see, PC side now. Counter-Strike, and yesterday I actually got in a good hour or so in the Team Fortress 2 beta. So, yeah. Team Fortress 2 is pretty fun. I always go with the Pyro because I like going up next to people and just spraying them with fire.
You butt munch.
Butt munch.
That would be the Indian thing to do, wouldn't it?
Wow. I'm sure it would.
Somebody's racist.
Yeah, so.
Awkward.
Okay. Awkward. So, we all know the question everybody's dying to know the answer of is, Mike, what have you been playing?
Not much.
Really?
Just some, Counter-Strike, you got your Halo 3s, you got your Daxter.
Gower. No, I'm just
what?
Kidding. I just said, you got your Gowers.
You do know that you never mentioned what little handheld you bought on the show.
Yeah, I got a PSP a few weeks ago. I don't play the games that much right now, but, you know, I have, like, Loco Roco, Jean d'Arc, and, Daxter, all very good games, and I got the Slim PSP. But the thing I really use it for is I downloaded a bunch of Futurama episodes, and I put them on there, so every time I go to sleep, before I go to sleep, I just watch a Futurama episode. It's because I love the show so much. It's pretty nice to have, like, a portable player like that, that you can just kind of carry around instead of buying shitty-ass, like, DVD players.
What about the iPods?
Those things die really fast.
I know. Plus, their screen's like 2 inches big.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, yeah. Is that it for you?
In our school, usually we get there like 10 or 15 minutes before the bell actually rings to start the class, basically. And every morning. And every few minutes after school, we play like 7 or 8 person Mario Kart tournaments, depending on whoever wants to play. And like it gets so bloody, and people yell and throw things, and it is awesome.
Yeah, I always play
this, right?
Oh, that totally sucked today. When you freaking
you got
hit with that.
Raped, you
No. I was kicking ass that one race.
I got you with 2 blue shells.
You got me with a blue shell, and then I came back into first again, and then I'm about to win the race, and I get hit with one more blue shell.
Blue shell, dude. That was
I know,
that's
you
me.
Asshole.
You're
oh my
like,
god.
Right at the end of the race, blue shell. Raped.
I'm like, god damn it, Gower.
So funny. It gets really
intense.
Epic.
Yeah. It's pretty tight.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, that's from it.
So, yeah, by the way, by the end of this month, hopefully, certain someone here should have a DS.
Oh, Nick got a DS.
I know, we already
know. I already said it.
Okay.
But, yeah, hopefully I might pick one up, the light version, because I'm tired of, getting the sloppy seconds of my brother's fat one.
Yeah, that's gross.
The sloppy seconds.
You better not buy a red one, because the red one's a sexy one.
I'll get the black one. How about that?
Well, sounds good.
It suits you, Pratik. It suits you.
Yeah.
It's brown.
Yeah, because, you know, this month
the poop brown DS.
This month, there's there are...
Don't even say it. Don't even say it, dude.
No, because see, this month there's some compelling reasons to pick one up, so I thought I'd pick one up.
Oh, by the way, Phantom Hourglass tomorrow. God, I need that game, and I thought it was coming out today, but that's the ship date. So I get there, they're like, nee, you can't, and I was like, fuck you, you know what, fuck you. And they were just like, and I ran out.
Yeah, so yeah, that's one of the compelling reasons for this month.
God, I was so pissed.
Yeah.
Just Zelda.
No, I know, but I want to play it, but it's like, give me the day that you will get it on your website, not the ship date, okay? Because you never
yeah,
have
I,
it on
I never, I never understood that shit. I mean, well, I do. I get it, but I don't know. I just
give us the date when it's going to be there so we go with it. We don't care when the fucking ship date is. We don't care.
I do.
Well, if we're not going
to get it, it's always a day after the ship date.
Well, I always forget that it's that, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, it's coming out that day. So I went up there, and it wasn't there yet.
Yeah. One of the few reasons why I'll probably pick up a DS.
What does it have to do with anything? They do that for all systems, you know that, right?
No, I just said that that game is one of the few reasons why I'll be picking.
You don't hate Zelda, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
You hate Zelda.
I don't hate Zelda, that's Nick.
Oh, sorry, that's Nick. Nick hates Zelda.
God. Oh. I don't... Send your hate mail, too. Yes. Nickum14@gmail.com. I don't care. Send it all. I'll just put you on my spamage.
Or if you want, you can send us mail at thegamers2@gmail.com.
Please. Yeah. Send us something.
Okay. All our awesome listeners.
Anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Alright, so...
Anywho.
What is our next subject?
Next subject. Topic of the week here, which will be very interesting. Nick, would you like to read off the topic of the week?
Okay, topic of the week. All right. We got... All right, Gar, you ready for this?
I don't know what that is because I don't have the show notes. Just say it.
I don't know if you're going to like this that much, but
just
our topic of the week is...
I can't promise that it won't disconnect.
What does the PS3 have to do to succeed? Because right now, it's clearly not breaking any records, and it's getting its ass raped by the 360 and the Wii. What does it need to do to become viable?
Builds up
anyone
a good
got,
catalog
got
it?
Anyone?
Make me want to buy it.
Okay, well, let's name some games then, shall we?
I said build up a big catalog of games.
I know, let's name some.
360's already got games. They got a lot of games, because it's older.
Okay, let's name some 360 games.
Gears of War, Crackdown, Halo 3. What is that one? Fuck, can't remember that name.
BioShock.
BioShock, thank you. I guess you get for PC, but you know we can get all of those for PC eventually.
Yeah.
You can play all the previous Xbox games, I guess too. But I mean, like. Well, no, you can't.
Not all of them.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know though. I really wanted to play, like, just those few games just because they're so interesting. Like, Gears of War, if you've never played that, is just so much different from normal shooters. It's fun as hell.
Mm-hmm. That's why I might be picking up the PC version.
It's really fun. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And, you have to use a lot more strategy, and it's not just like run and gun, it's more like hide and gun. And,
hide and gun.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, but the PS3, I mean, I know it has, I don't deny it has very good games, but it's like, none of them really just.
He just doesn't like it.
No, none of them scream to me, make me want to buy it. I mean, Ratchet and Clank is a fun game, but I'll probably beat it in like 10, 15 hours, and then it's like. Okay. I don't really want
know,
to have
but
the
still,
sword. It's like a 6-hour game.
Heavenly Sword.
Six hour game.
I don't even have an HD TV, so I can't take full advantage of the graphics. Anyways.
Well, for your entertainment, then it's not worth it for you to buy a PlayStation 3. All the graphics still look do look really sweet, even
yeah,
on a standard TV.
I really like the bumped up graphics on the Halos.
Halo's
hot. I haven't seen.
By the way, I'm going to spoil the ending for everybody for Halo 3.
Here it comes.
Oh, I'm not going to say it. I'm not that much of a jerk.
Yeah, probably for the best. Wait a few weeks until, like, people run through the game. Then you can spoil it.
Our three listeners might get mad.
Hey, we have more than three listeners. Come on, you guys are putting us down.
I know.
Our downloads are in the triple digits, okay?
Don't sell.
Yeah, so it's probably because I downloaded it like 300 times.
You didn't download it 300 times.
That's a triple digit there, Batik. You gotcha.
Okay. But seriously, our downloads are in the triple digits, so don't press
PS3. Back to PS3.
Back to PS3. I think it's gonna really be coming into its own pretty soon here.
More people are gonna get it.
Honestly, because like Gar, just how you pointed out, like with your PSP, you know, you don't use it for gaming. I mean, a lot of people probably won't. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with your PS3, and you can get shit for your PS3, and whoa, look, a gaming system comes with it. You know, I don't know. How some people look at it.
It's just not for me because I don't really need any of that stuff right now. Like a Blu-ray player, it won't do anything. I don't really care. I just need a DVD player. I don't need all that high definition shit. Because I don't have a high definition TV, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Still, you know, on a brighter note, the PS3 does have a higher software attach rate than the Wii.
Oh, higher what?
Software attach rate.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, that means like PS3 user, like the average PS3 users has more games for their console than the average Wii user.
Well, see, maybe. That means that they buy a lot of games.
Exactly.
But they don't play them that much because I've noticed that a lot, don't get me wrong here, a lot of the PS3 games are played through once and then you're done.
Or
not that long.
Like what?
Heavenly Sword.
But you never even played through it. How do you know that you wouldn't want to play through it again?
Yeah, I mean, actually, there's a lot of stuff that's convincing in there to play through it again. Like, there's like three different stances and stuff.
Would you want to go back to... You can't seriously think that you would go through and play something like that.
Okay, name something that you would play through again.
On the PS3? Well, like on the Wii Sports.
But there's no ending point in Wii Sports.
That's the point, is that it has replayability. There's a lot of games that have replayability. It has its story games, not as many though, as its replayability games. But
the Wii seems to have a lot of mini games.
Exactly, like a replayability. Like you're gonna play the mini games, like with your friends and stuff and all that shit. But the PS3 is where it's like a big story, epic story. You play through it once and you're done.
The epic story, but that's the kind of stuff I like.
I know.
Exactly,
I like
so that's why you have one.
And I like it too, but none of the epic stories that are out there right now really make me want to get one. Like, Heavenly Sword looks alright, but it's like, I can just go play God of War. Get about the same thing.
Not a hot chick jumping around.
You kidding? Kratos is a babe.
Okay.
Yeah. He just so.
Anyways, I like I've said before, I think PS3 is really going to come into its own sooner or later, when the good games start coming out, like what game was I thinking of? Final Fantasy Versus 13.
Versus, what about the regular Final Fantasy
13? Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is 13. Going on, but I'm afraid they're going to totally screw up that game by trying to come out with so many different versions.
I don't think so. It's kind of hard to screw up Final Fantasy.
Well, I mean, they could screw it up. But
they have
done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... But it's Square. They'll make it nice.
Yeah.
Look at X2.
I didn't mind X2. I mean, a lot of people didn't like
I've
it.
I've never actually played X2. I'm just kidding, but I just heard
it's not that.
Not
bad.
She was just going.
I never really liked 10. I'm sorry. No. 10 was one of my least favorite ones, just because it was so different. I just felt like
I liked 10.
Ones that were more like Final Fantasy 7 or Final Fantasy 6, which is my second favorite one.
Yeah.
I like the sprite ones more.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
So yeah,
like I've finished 12.
Based on what I see, 2008 is the year for it.
2008, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically.
Have you seen those Halo commercial? Halo.
Yeah, no, the Believe.
No, not just that. It's just like the old guy in like the museum. Have you seen that one?
All I saw was the one with the action figures, and I was like, "That's retarded."
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. You're just like, "Hold, there's it's pretty weird." Now, the one commercial that really was amazing was that Gears of War commercial.
Never saw it.
You never saw it? Did you see it, Pratik?
Which one were that?
With Mad World in the background?
I think it was like that epic one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he was like going
like
through,
walking
like,
through
shoot.
The.
Yeah, and, like, that the sad was, music was playing sweet. In the background.
Yeah, I remember that.
God, that's, if you ever listen to that entire song, it is so sad. You just want to cry when you hear it.
That's what made you go out and buy it.
All around me are familiar faces.
Okay, that's no more singing.
Okay, continuing on with the PS3.
So yeah, 2007, we had Uncharted, Ratchet, UT3, Haze.
Uncharted, Ratchet?
No, I'm listing off a bunch of... I'm listing off games. It's
on PS3?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone's a little slow today.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, yeah. GT5 Prologue this year. But
Gran Turismo? I don't like Gran Turismo. I don't like racing games.
You play Mario Kart all the time. What are you kidding me?
That's a different kind of racing game.
Oh, yeah, it's the cartoony one.
No, it's not. It's because... Yeah, I guess it is. Okay.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
Well, it's just because you get, like, the shells, and it's, like, it's more...
It's more
racing.
Animated. It's like a little bit more...
It's cartoony.
It's like battle racing kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like the Grip Shift. I remember that.
What game?
Grip Shift. Me and Nick used to play that for like a week.
Yeah. Kicked the ass.
And actually, I won like almost all the time.
Okay, let's not get into
that. Yeah, let's not go into that stuff. Anyways, 2008, Nick. Are you excited for it?
Yeah. No, I tell you what I'm really excited for this upcoming month. Anyone know?
Why? Oh, Guitar Hero 3.
Guitar Hero Trace.
What are you getting it for, PS2?
Why would I get it for PS2?
So that you don't have to buy the guitar?
He'd get the PS3 one.
You get the PS3
one. Or PC. You're going to get it for the PC? Seriously, that's the stupidest one to get, because you just look stupid standing in front of your computer.
Yeah, get Nick. I'm gonna get the PS3 one so I can download extra songs and crap.
And kick your ass.
Yeah,
I'm totally gonna play the hell out of that game. I don't even care. Yeah. I'm gonna get so good at Take This Life. It's not even gonna be funny. It's like my favorite song in the world.
Yeah,
Through the Fire and the Flames. Oh my god, that song is gonna be fucking crazy. Do you know how crazy that solo is gonna be? You'll just be like, oh, fuck my hands.
My arms are falling off. But it's so awesome. You can get Rock Band. Don't.
Why not?
No.
I think Rock Band's going to fail.
Why not? Rock Band's actually, in my opinion, Rock Band looks like a better game than Guitar Hero 3.
Rock Band will
How do you think
end
it's
up probably...
You get a lot more stuff.
At least it's good. At least as good as...
It's so expensive.
Actually,
I know. It went down to 170 today.
Yeah.
What?
No, last week it went down. The price went down for it.
It's still expensive.
Well, I mean, do you have any idea
how much
crap
that,
you get with
but
it?
We're just saying.
We're just saying.
It
like
went down.
Okay. Fine. Now it's 170, but it's like the only fun you're gonna have is you're gonna have a lot of friends over all the time playing it. I guess you can play it.
I think you can play it online.
Yeah, you can play it online.
But then you just have all these things. I don't know.
I think it'll be a fun game. I'll probably end up picking it up a little bit later, probably after Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah. But from what I heard from people that like in the media that played them both, they actually think Rock Band's better. Majority of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. You'd probably just pull that out of your ass, but you know.
No, actually, I heard that on.
Joy give them.
No, I just.
Out of two.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
I think you probably selected who you chose to ask or something. I don't know. But can't wait till December 4th. I think.
Why not the 3rd? You're afraid that might be the ship date.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But.
Go into your local GameStop.
It's going to be epic. Critique, do you even like Super Smash Bros.? Because I was going to have a party. I can only have 4 people, so I don't know.
Shh, Gar, we don't need to talk about this now.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the place to, like, talk about.
Just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, seriously, Brawl.
Yeah, well, let's. Well, we get off topic easily.
I know.
Well, let's finish up this. What does it have to do with the 6 seed?
The straight and true.
I know. Well, fine, Mike. Answer the question. What does it have to do to succeed?
What is the PS3?
Okay, fine. How about answer this? What does it have to do to make you go out and buy one?
The PS3?
Yeah.
Make a Final Fantasy VII remake.
That'll make you go out and buy one?
That will make me go out and buy one tomorrow. Even though I don't have any money.
What about today?
Today, fine then. I'll sell all my games and go buy one.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
That's crazy, dude.
So my PSP, so my I don't know if I sell my DS, so my Wii, so everything, and just be like, give me.
I'd laugh if you're like $3 short, and you're just like, damn it.
Steal it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh yeah, they're making. Oh, they make so much money.
Well, they're saving it for when they're desperate. So yeah, Nick, what do you think it has to do to succeed?
I believe the PS3 has to obviously come out with more games, more console-selling games, aka Final Fantasy 13.
Metal Gear.
Sell consoles. Metal Gear. Don't let me forget about Metal Gear. And yeah, I think it will succeed eventually. Who knows how far it's going to go. I don't know if it's going to catch up to the Wii, because the Wii is just crazy because it applies to everyone, whereas the PS3 really only applies to the hardcore junkie nerds. Not really, but I mean, like, not your average Joe is going to go out and buy a PS3 over a Wii.
Yes, because average Joe apparently is not the smartest person out there. You know.
Well, they're playing games that they want to play, like.
No, I mean, like, you talk about average Joe, like, and everything, like, you know, like, all their tech stuff. They're not the smartest bunch of people.
What? Just saying, an average Joe Schmo goes to the store for his kids. Okay, all right. I'll even take a real-life example of what happened to me. I was on break with my manager at work. He's an older guy, around his 40s. He's got a couple kids, divorced, whatever, long story. He was asking me questions about the Wii. Now, I told him about it, and he didn't know anything about what console was which, but he was drawn to the Wii because of his daughter's liking it, because of the coolness of the motion, and the coolness of, like, all the little mini games that would be able to keep, you know, younger kids' attention. So if he were to walk into a store, I'm sure he would much more be apt to buy a Wii over a PS3, because that's the kind of games that him and his kids would be playing. There you go.
Well, now that that's out in the open, I'm sorry. It's always been out in the open.
My manager got a Wii too.
My manager doesn't have a Wii, but
anyway. My manager got one, and he asked Cody if he could borrow some games to play, because he doesn't have money to get ones.
Anyways, continue on.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, wrap it up. PS3 in 2008, Metal Gear, Killzone, all that good stuff. Maybe Final Fantasy in Japan, but definitely not here.
Next Unfortunately. Year,
anyways. So yeah, that should take care of that. Anyways, news. news, DS officially passed the 50K mark worldwide. Anybody shocked?
What?
Anybody? Nope. Nobody shocked?
I was expecting it eventually.
Yep.
Next thing you know, World of Warcraft, 50K mark.
You're my asshole.
50 mil mark, I mean.
Okay, they're at... like,
I think they're almost at 10 million. They should get hit 10 million soon.
Pretty freaking crazy.
So, like, what is it, 50 million worldwide? There's supposed to be, like, I think, like, 20-some million of those are in Japan. So, apparently in Japan, like, 1 in 6 people have a DS.
It's kind of what it's like here. A lot of people have DSs.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but it's not like 1 in 6.
Yeah, that's true. Still, a lot of people have.
Yep. So, yeah, that puts it quite far ahead of its only competitor, the PSP, which is sitting around 24-something million.
Yeah.
Still higher than GameCube. But then again, a lot of stuff was.
Yes.
So yeah, other news, the 360, some of them are actually starting, the 65 nanometer chips are starting to show up, and some of them are, so if you buy the, I think it's the Halo 3 360 one, I think those are the ones right now where you can, like, see the actual 65 nanometer chip in there, which is nice for those of you tired of, like, those of you who are tired of the Red Rings, because it runs a lot cooler and stuff than the older chips. And, yeah, the thing I'm wondering is, I'm wondering how many Red Rings of Death did it take for them to do something about it? Because, I mean, it's kind of a... Don't you think it's kind of a little
bit... Remember
hearing
some story about some guy going through, like, what was it, 9 360s?
Yeah, lots of people, 360s Red Ring. Yeah, about one in three around there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, as brought up earlier, Rock Band is now going to retail for $169.99 for the whole entire package.
Ooh. Sorry, Gary.
Yeah, so yeah, another interesting piece of news with the Rock Band is that the PlayStation 2 version and the PlayStation 3 version will have the wireless guitar, while the 360 will have the wired guitar. Don't know why, but... I think it's just a little bit more work to... Because on the 360, you gotta get the you have to make an extra, like, wireless receiver thing for that, while on the PS3, it's just Bluetooth, which is, I guess, a lot more common these days. You had something to say, Mike?
Yeah, I was going to say there's a new Super Smash Bros. Character.
Yeah, go ahead, mention it.
You've never heard of him. You know Ness from...
Yep.
Earthbound. Yeah, Earthbound. Well, in Japan, there's two sequels, or there's like a few sequels or whatever. And one of the sequels is a guy, the kid named Lucas, apparently. He's in the sequel. So he's basically like Ness, only he's weirder. He looks different. I don't know. I've never heard of him, so it's kind of weird and out there. But these just keep adding new characters.
That's pretty cool.
Are you tired or something already?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
down here.
Yeah, I guess now we're moving on. Apparently, if you've been following this story or not, a new PS3 model is actually possibly in the works. And the question everybody's asking is, could it be the rumored $399 version people have been talking about? Because, I think they filed a FCC patent for a new PS3 model, and if you look at their newer Blu-ray player like ads with all the players and stuff, it lists three different PS3 model numbers instead of two, like it did. So I think it listed the 60 gig model number, the 80 gig model number, and the newly patented model number, which people still don't know which what it is.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, what do you think, Nick? Could it be the $399 version?
Possibly. You never know.
Yeah, it could be, huh? Anyways, other stuff. Ratchet & Clank Future Tools of Destruction is now coming out on October 30th after a one-week delay, which makes me kind of disappointed. But it's only 1 week. I'll get over it.
It's gotten good reviews.
Yeah, pretty fun game.
What is?
Ratchet & Clank Future Tools of Destruction.
Sounds like fun.
It is fun.
That's why I say it sounds like fun.
Not stating the obvious, I see.
No.
Now you're hinting at sarcasm now. See, I can tell.
No.
See, that's more sarcasm. Anyways, no. I'll just move on. DualShock 3 is coming, if you haven't heard already, from my PlayStation report earlier. But yeah, 07 in Japan and 08 in the US and Europe.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, you get Rumble back after the lawsuit with Immersion.
I don't even care about Rumble.
Hey, Rumble's not bad. It'll be nice for when the Gran Turismo and stuff come.
Mm-hmm. It might be alright.
So yeah,
I'm just not a big fan of Rumble. Anywho.
That should take care of it for episode 11.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, don't forget...
It's been great.
Yeah. Don't forget to send us mail. Please.
Please.
We're begging.
Please, even spam mail. That's all we want. I don't think we've ever gotten any mail.
Yeah, we've gotten some fan mail. One, I think.
From who?
I don't know. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Anywho. Yeah. Well, it's thegamers2@gmail.com. It's our email.
And also have a website, Brat. What is it?
Thegamers2.blogspot.com. Where you can comment on stuff, and I even think I had a poll up there. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check it out. If, you know, tell your friends about us so we can get some forums up.
Yeah. That'll be fun. So, yeah, until next time, we're out.